We are so pleased you've joined us on this Saturday morning. Welcome in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Carl Nathy. This is the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Today, the semifinals, the Final Four, if you will. It'll be McCracken County going against Butler at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, about 15 minutes from right now. And then Sacred Heart will take on Cooper at 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central, the other semifinal. The winners advance to the championship game tonight right here in Rupp Arena at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. How did they get here in the quarterfinals? Well, McCracken County bested Bowling Green 47-41. Butler edging out Franklin County 39-36. Last night, Sacred Heart 71, Bethlehem 47. Sacred Heart still alive in their quest for a fourth consecutive girls' state title that's never been done before. And then the final quarterfinal game, Cooper from Northern Kentucky, the Region 9 champions, disposed of Henderson County, the Region 2 champs, 47-37, although that was a close ball game for much of the contest. So again, coming up, the semifinals, 15 minutes from now, it's Chuck Mraz, the voice of the Moorhead State University Eagles, joined by Julie Muntz, the Moorhead State Athletics Hall of Famer, for the play-by-play and expert analysis. You're tuned to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-train building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization, the power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
It's semifinal action of this year's Girls Sweet 16. Butler taking on McCracken County. We're talking with Butler head coach Candace Wheeler. Candace, first of all, congratulations on getting here. I mean, just getting to the semifinals is a big-time accomplishment.
Yeah, it's been fun, and obviously we're excited to play on the final day of the state tournament.
What do you feel like has been the key for your ball club to get those first couple of wins and keep advancing?
Yeah, I think our defense, and then just being confident and believing in ourselves and just continuing to trust this process throughout the whole thing.
Well, your ball club is not overall very big, but you have White in the middle, who obviously at 6'3" is a load for anybody who plays against her.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, she's been great. During the regional. She's been great so far during the state tournament. I think she feels at home a little bit, you know, being here in Rupp. I think she feels a little bit comfortable. But yesterday scoring like 10 of our last, you know, several points, that was huge. And I hope it can continue today.
What about some of your other players? She's not the only ball player on your team.
Yeah, I mean, Mariah Knight has been big. I mean, as far as our guards, Malia Patrick, Amari Gobert, just kind of, you know, whatever the night is, I think our guards are stepping up, and I think that that's what makes us dangerous. So I'm just hoping that that same thing continues this morning.
Well, the mindset and the confidence have to be right now at a high for your team.
It is, but at the end of the day, you know, it's we still have another, you know, ball game, and, you know, everyone doesn't have a lot of prep time right now, so it's just about, you know, doing the things that you've done from the beginning of the season.
Right. I was about to ask you, you've got a tough opponent in McCracken County.
Oh, yeah. Their guards, they got the two guards that are very, very good. I mean, one's averaging 22, one's averaging 14, so they're very, very good. So it's obviously going to be a challenge on our part, but they have to guard us as well.
What do you think about them in terms of a strategy standpoint? You know, I know you've had a chance maybe to see them here at least.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we have to stop them, and especially in transition, but they can also, you know, shoot the three. So it'll be a challenge for us, but I'll talk about my team. It's nothing that we haven't seen before. I think they're a little similar to Anderson with their two guards. So, well, you know, I don't know that there's like a big, big strategy, but you obviously have to contain them, make them take tough shots, and make sure the others don't get going.
Third game now in just a few days, maybe a fourth if things work out. So how are the legs on your team?
Yeah, we did some ice baths last night, and so I'm hoping that we're feeling pretty good as far as our legs. I mean, everybody's tired at this time, but hopefully that helped us a little bit doing that last night. So
we talked about the championship game looming tonight. If you can get there, you play anything differently, or do you just say we've got to let it all hang out because we can worry about that game later on?
Yeah, we got to take care of this. If we don't take care of this game this morning, it doesn't matter about tonight. So we're going to take it one game at a time.
Coach Wheeler, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Butler head coach Candace Wheeler. I'm Chuck Mraz. More on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Welcome back to semifinal action of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. We're in the semifinal action in McCracken County. He's taking on Butler. We're joined by Scott Sibbles, the McCracken County head coach. Well, Scott, first of all, congratulations on getting into the semifinals. You were in the championship game last year, but every year is different, and it's never easy.
Every tournament is different, and every year is also different, and we are beyond blessed to be here in the semifinals. We've got some great teams in this tournament, and being able to get here is beyond a blessing.
Well, one thing that I would say about your team is that you played very good defense through the first two victories.
Yes, sir. I mean, we set the tone defensively. You know, we always talk about There may be days that your offense is not working, but your defense never takes a day off. And so we really emphasize our defense, and we feel like we have a chance to really maybe play the way we want to play. But, you know, today we got a very tough matchup in White. She's a tremendous player. She's a load inside, so we'll have to really be aware of what she does in the paint. But, the last day of the entire season, and we're excited to be here.
You mentioned White. Any strategy that you've got in your mind right now to defend her?
Well, you know, you can't allow her to get so deep in the post. I mean, we have to do a really good job of trying to get her off the post, and we may have to, you know, try to look at doubling her sometimes, depending on in our defense, we may maybe try to trap from behind or maybe trap from depth, you know, from guard down. But we just can't allow her to just get comfortable in the post. But I think one of the things we have to do is get the tempo in our favor. You know, we got to push the ball on all makes and misses, and you know, just try to wear her down. But again, she's a tremendous talent.
Well, this has been truly a team effort for your club to get this far into the tournament. But I have to also pass along some, I guess, applause to Claire Johnson, who's been very good so far. I know 37 points through the first two games.
Claire Johnson is a gamer. She just knows how to compete. She has a very, very, very high basketball IQ. She really keeps us going. She can handle the ball. She can score at different levels. She's probably her and Mickey Buchanan are our two main leaders of our team. But, you know, I commend Reagan Hill, you know, in our first game playing well, and then Jaden Skaggs hitting three big threes yesterday. So we're getting contributions from other kids. But, you know, Claire Johnson has been a big-time player for us all year long.
How important is it to get off maybe to a good start in this one?
It's very important. I mean, you cannot get behind the sticks and get behind. We got to come out ready to play early. And just try to get the tempo in our favor. But again, you know, you're in the semifinals, and so both teams are going to try to empty the tank and try to give their best every possession.
Scott, good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
McCracken County head coach Scott Sibbles. I'm Chuck Mraz. More coming up on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at stuffrecycling.com. That's stuffrecycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump & Chump, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Time now for your Clark's Pump & Chop starting lineups. We're in the semifinals of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. Butler at 28-8, taking on McCracken County 31-5. For the 6th region champion, Butler Barretts and head coach Candace Wheeler. Three guards, a forward and a center. Amari Gober, the first guard, a 5'3 senior. The second guard is Keziah Bradley, a 5'4 senior. And the third guard is 4'8.5 junior, Anaya Russell. The forward is Mariah Knight, a 5'7 senior. And at center, 6'3 senior, Ramiah White. For Scott Sivils and the first region champion, McCracken County Lady Mustangs. Three guards, a forward and a center. Claire Johnson, the first guard, a 5'10 senior. The second guard, Jaden Skaggs, a 5'7 senior. And the third guard, Ava Hughes, a 5'6 eighth grader. The lone forward, Mickey Buchanan, a 5'11 senior. And the center is 5'10 sophomore, Reagan Hill. Those are your Clark's Pump and Chop starting lineups. Let's pause right now for 10 seconds and station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game, and here's our very fine analyst, Mama Todd.
Well, good afternoon there, Chuck. I'm excited about this one. For the Lady Mustangs to be successful tonight or today, they're going to have to really come out with a lot of defensive intensity without fouling. They've hung their hat on that all year long. They're going to have to play behind the big girl White, make her force over, and look to double down on her. And they want to own the tempo. They push the tempo against the Lady Barretts of Butler. Butler's going to need to have some intense defense of their own, disrupt the great offense of McCracken County. They're going to have to stop their transition, get on the boards and rebound, and establish White in the post.
And those are the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned. Later in the broadcast, we'll name them. McCracken County dressed in white uniforms today with dark red numbers and letters and some dark red trim along a little bit of gray trim there, too. For Butler, cardinal red uniforms, white numbers and letters, and white and gray trim. McCracken will travel left to right on your radio dial. Flip side for Butler in the center circle. For McCracken will be Mickey Buchanan. She'll be matched up with the 6'3" senior Ramiah White of Butler. And White will be a big key, I think, in this ball game for both teams, in a sense.
Absolutely. And, you know, McCracken's going to have to find a way to, like, limit her touches in the paint or at least alter her shot. And Butler wants to establish her inside and get her some easy looks around the bucket.
We talked about tempo. It could be key because White is better in a half-court game than a full-court game.
Right, and that's look for McCracken to push the tempo just to take her out of the game. Push that ball up and down the floor, and also look for ball pressure, intense ball pressure, because if you make that pass difficult into the post, that's going to bode well in your favor.
Officials have them set around the center circle. It's Bob Cole, Ralph Fugit, and Quentin Horton. Opening tap controlled by McCracken. That's Johnson to the basketball down central, picked up by Bradley. Left elbow coming back for it. Buchanan to Johnson. Left angle drive on the scoop and score.
Beautiful scripted play right there with a little fake handoff to another handoff.
Now Johnson steals the inbound and scores another layup.
Here's that pressure, that intense defense of the Lady Mustangs.
Gober gets it into Bradley toward the far sideline, still backcourt to Bradley, up to Russell toward the left sideline, across the line, right hash to Bradley. She'll move into the free throw line to the near side. Gober, she'll drive, baseline left, spin, look, straight away, Knight to the right side, Russell toward the far corner. It goes, and back out, and stolen away by Hughes of McCracken. To Johnson, she'll angle in, Euro step with a left-hand scoop. It clears everything on the air ball. Gober the rebound. She'll push the other way for the Barretts of Butler. Slow it down, left hash. Bounce out front to Knight. Knight looks inside the lane, White toward the right corner to Bradley. Bradley pass inside, tipped and stolen.
The quick hands of McCracken County rattling Butler
Johnson, another left wing drive off the glass and in as it rattles in. And that was a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. And already Claire Johnson with 6 points now of free throw. That foul will go against Anaya Russell. That's the first foul on either team in the ballgame. Bradley comes out for Butler to be replaced by Malia Patrick, a 5'8 senior.
McCracken County's doing exactly what they want to do. They're owning the tempo. They speeded Butler up, working in their favor.
Johnson, the 83% free throw shooter, connects on a charity toss, and it's 7-0 McCracken County early. Again, McCracken pressuring. Backcourt Patrick across the line, Knight. Wing right to Russell. Right block to White. She tries the layup, missed it in a double team. Floor rebound cleared away by McCracken to Johnson. Johnson long clear down the left side, wide open. Hughes sets her feet. Three ball, bangs it off the rim. Got a rebound left of the lane. Flips it out to Buchanan. Had to battle a Butler player for it. Takes it left of the lane. Now she'll step into a shot. Blocked away by Russell. Ball loose on the right side toward the corner. Skaggs to Hughes. High left. Buchanan shoots the three and drains it.
What a great start for McCracken County Lady Mustangs.
And it's 10-0 McCracken. And Butler head coach Candace Wheeler uses her first timeout of the ball game. 6:12 to go in the first quarter, and McCracken off to a hot start.
You know, they're doing everything Coach Civils talked about in that pregame interview with you, Chuck. They're owning the tempo, and their defense is dynamo.
Let's go to Carl.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. And that's what the head coach, Scott Civils, have been saying all week for the McCracken County Lady Mustangs. He's loving their defensive intensity and their defensive effort, doing an excellent job here today. The fast start, 10-0, quite unbelievable, as Butler is quite a ball team. And that's the Clark's Pump and Shop, official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel.
We haven't even played 2 minutes, and Butler has turned it over three times. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network, sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk. Well, Butler trying to regroup and get back in this ballgame. They've dug themselves a bit of a hole.
Well, they have, and a good timeout by Butler and Coach Wheeler. Just settling her team down. The key is going to be for Butler to handle this pressure, handle this intensity, and try to regain the tempo in their favor.
And once again, McCracken will put on full court pressure, which has really paid early dividends for the Lady Mustangs. It will be Russell baseline right to go 94 right to left. For the Barretts.
We knew what you meant. McCracken County starting in a 2-2-1 full court press.
Inbound to Gober, tracked by Hughes, now double teamed. Her pass tipped by Buchanan, out of bounds midcourt far sideline.
The Lady Mustangs are going to throw all kinds of defensive looks at you. Full court, half court, three-quarter court.
Gober looking to inbound, needs help, got it to Knight coming over outside the right hash. She's trapped, splits the double team, almost lost the ball in pressure. High right to Gober, who resets. Gober bouncing back at the logo, chased by Hughes. Left to right out front, Patrick, free throw line, Knight. Knight to the right block, fades, fires, misses everything. Knight goes down, no call. McCracken comes up with a loose ball. It's Buchanan with it. Left hash, Johnson. Johnson chased by Gober. Left angle drive, fakes, looks, scoop, scores.
She went right by White. Great drive, finish by Claire Johnson.
She's already got 9 points. It's 12-0 McCracken. Now down at the other side, I think we've got a foul on Buchanan, who bumped into Russell at the far sideline in the Barretts offensive end. That's the first foul for McCracken County. Patrick has the inbound. Goes left baseline, Russell. Near side, Knight for three. Bangs it off the rim, no. Left elbow rebound off the hardwood. Hughes down the floor to Skaggs, but stolen by Patrick for Butler. She'll take it at the left arc, offensive end. Get it to the cutting White, straight away Knight. Another three ball, in and out, no. In the paint, the rebound. Buchanan wrapped both arms around it. Now she'll race the other end with a dribble. Being chased by Russell to the right block. Back behind her, Johnson knocked out as she tried to get to the basket, but she traveled with it. Her feet got tangled up as she ran into two defenders.
Good job by Butler that time. They double-teamed her, forced that turnover.
White will come out, being replaced by Amari Robinson, a 5'9 senior, averaging 6.6 rebounds. Again, pressure by McCracken. Midcourt left sideline, though. The Bearheads break it. It's Patrick, and she's going to be called for a charge as she flattened Ava Hughes trying to move to her right.
How about Ava Hughes, an eighth grader? Smart defensive play right there. She's been a big key for McCracken County coming in.
That's the second Butler foul and another change for the Bearettes. And head coach Candace Wheeler, Anaya Haskins comes in, a 5'4 senior. Johnson across the line. High left to Buchanan to the far side. And like we had an illegal screen, perhaps.
Yes.
As the ball went to Johnson, that foul goes on Hughes.
Now, that is a young mistake. She'll learn is you got to get those feet set.
First on Hughes, and that's number two on McCracken County. Far side backcourt inbound for Haskins and Butler. Gets it into Gober. Gober across the line, left of the logo into Hughes. As they stretch out that 2-3 matchup down the left wing to Knight. Knight back to Gober on the bounce, high left. She'll penetrate, left block, fires. Partially blocked off the glass, off the rim, no. Rebound Buchanan to Johnson. Baseline right, Skaggs back to Johnson. Lost the handle on it, out of bounds, but she had help, so it was deflected by a Butler player, so McCracken retains the possession.
Lady Mustangs missed an opportunity there. They had numbers, 3-on-1.
Skaggs will inbound as in for McCracken County comes Laser Bolin. Bolin, a 5'6 freshman, she'll replace Skaggs. Bolin will be the inbounder toward the left corner, and Buchanan retreats up the sideline, starts forward on Robinson. Now backs up to the hash, leave it there for Johnson. Johnson with 4:17 to go in the first period, trying to angle in, looking for an opening. Down the wing she goes, spins right, goes out to Hughes, but it's stolen away by Patrick. One-on-one with Hughes. Tries to put up a shot, partially blocked by Hughes. Got her own rebound. Baseline left turn, scores it, and she's fouled. She'll get a free throw.
You know, that's a great job there by number 24, Patrick. She has come off the bench in every game for Butler and contributed, and she's picking up right where she left off.
She's 5 of 12 at the free throw line this year as she stands in for the possible three-point play, and the free throw is up off the iron and good. So she scores the first 3 points of the day for Butler, who trails 12-3. Some zone pressure by the Bulldogs at three-quarter court. Left court mid-sideline. It's Hughes. Her pass stolen by Patrick. Ahead to Robinson. Robinson in the lane. Straight away, Patrick for three. Air ball. It sails out of bounds at the goal standard.
She's like, my bad. She's knocked down several, though. That wasn't necessarily a terrible shot by her. She just didn't get her feet set.
12-3. McCracken again facing zone pressure. Johnson to Hughes to Buchanan, knocked away and rolling out of bounds at the far sideline. Last touch by, I think, Malia Patrick of Butler. And now Skaggs returning for McCracken, and she'll be replacing Ava Hughes.
Butler doing a nice job in their little three-quarter court trap press. A lot of times a team that presses doesn't necessarily like to be pressed.
Skaggs inbounds back to the timeline, and Johnson just inside it. She'll run the right arc, standing dribble there on Gober. Turns left, comes to the free throw line. Near side, Buchanan. Catch, shoot, three, miss. Left of the lane, the rebound to Reagan Hill. McCracken works it around. Now Skaggs from the right side for a triple. Uh-uh. Bolin had the rebound, but lost it off her hands and her leg, and it trickles over to Patrick, and Butler controls. Down the left wing to Haskins. Haskins back out to Patrick, around the right to Gober, toward the far corner, Knight for three, in and out, Offensive rebound, put back, baseline, left, yes for Robinson.
Big time, weak side rebound by Amari Robinson, great position.
12-5 now to score. Bolin takes the feed at the left hash, splits a double team, baseline left, it's Hill from 18. Jumper wouldn't go. They fight for the rebound, which goes out of bounds at the baseline. And it will be Butler basketball. We have a timeout. 2:44 left to go in this first quarter in the semifinals of Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. It's McCracken County 12, Butler 5. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hello, my name is... name is Myoka Moore, Superior Educator and Kentucky Education Association's 2023 Educate Support Professional of the Year. While it's nice to win an award, my greatest reward is making a difference in the lives of my students. That's what gets me to school every day. Now you can make a difference in the life of a Kentucky educator. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. A little appreciation goes a long way.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
McCracken County leads Butler in this Girls Sweet 16 semifinal matchup. 2:44 to go in the first. We'll take a trip to Moorhead. The trip from McCracken County to Moorhead covers 321 miles if you're going to visit from McCracken County. And Butler High School in Louisville, if you want to take that trip, it's 141 miles. Let's go down to Carl.
And the sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. You know, Butler, new coach this year, as you've mentioned, Candace Wheeler. And Malia Patrick, one of the players, that said, hey, we were undisciplined in the past. We changed a lot of our bad habits, and you're seeing the results this year, 28-8. Back to you, Chuck.
Gover missed a jumper. Hill, the rebound for McCracken County. Left to right, it's Mickey Buchanan across the timeline for the Lady Mustangs. Looking for Claire Johnson, who can't get free from Gover, finally does, back at the logo on the line. Left hash coming over Hughes, who's returned. Far side, Johnson bangs into Gover, and... is it a foul on Gover? It looks like it is. Almost looked like Claire Johnson used that forearm a bit.
I thought that she pushed off a little bit, but the referee saw it differently. Gobert drawing the foul.
And that is number three on Butler. Baseline left, McCracken County inbound. The Skaggs out to the left hash, and Johnson on the leaping catch. Brings it to her right, up top, against Bradley. She'll drive the left arc, spin it back out for Buchanan, top of the key. She'll work to her right with a dribble. Up the right sideline, Hughes. She'll circle out front, high left to Hill, far sideline. Returning for it, Johnson comes to the free throw line, jump shoot and a miss. Rebound Hill, left side, Johnson a triple, and this time it's swish.
Yeah, she's not going to miss many of those. I love the way she's a ready shooter. She always has her hands ready to receive the ball. She can just go right up into her shot.
Boy, she has 12 points already. McCracken leads 15-5 over Butler. 1:44 to go in the first quarter. Haskins inbounds to Patrick. Back to Haskins. Back to Patrick. Back to Haskins. Hasn't crossed the line. Now skips it to the right hash. Saved in by Bradley, but to Hughes of McCracken County. Buchanan now controls for the Lady Mustangs. Working out front on Robinson. Off the Hill screen. Works high right, back to her left, and toward the far hash. Being tracked right there, though, by Robinson. Leaves it there for Claire Johnson. Johnson back to Buchanan, holds outside the arc. Now she'll angle in free throw line. Back it up, top of the arc, to the right side to Hughes. Dribbles out front, leaves it there. Hill, far side Skaggs. 1:03 to go in the quarter. Wide right on the hop, Buchanan near side. Johnson comes out, circles back to her right, sets her feet. Another three, and put that one on the board.
That's 10 points off of turnovers for McCracken County.
And Claire Johnson with 15 points of the 18. Her team has scored. It's 18-5. McCracken with 54 points, 6 seconds to go. Russell has come back in for Butler. Full court McCracken pressure into Gober. Gober backside up the right sideline. Double team runs away from it, though, to the right hash, and now has it back tap, but got it back. High left, Patrick. Patrick to Gober. Bobbled, got it. Right corner Knight, knocked away, stolen by Buchanan. Down the floor to Robinson, 2-on-2. Check that, Johnson with the layup, missed it, side of the rim. Floor rebound. It's Patrick. Patrick to the offensive end for Butler, near side Gober. She'll catch, shoot, three, no. Buchanan inside the paint, the rebound for McCracken County. She'll turn and burn left to right to the offensive end. Far side, wide open, Claire Johnson for three. Yes,
she's
sir.
Killing it. They don't have an answer for Claire Johnson right now.
She's got 18 points, 21-5. McCracken County leads Butler. 5 seconds to go. Butler gets it across the line to Knight. Knocked out of her hands by Mickey Buchanan. Out of bounds at the near sideline. 2.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Bolin comes in for Johnson. Also coming in for McCracken will be Megan Swinford, a 5'8 senior.
Given Buchanan and Johnson a little breather here with 2.9. And how about this McCracken County defense? It's swarming. They're swarming everywhere, getting hands on the ball, deflections.
7 Butler turnovers. They inbound. 2 seconds to go. High left for 3. It's put up by Patrick, and the ball sticks between the iron and the glass, and that's how the first quarter will end. We're done with a period of play in the semifinals of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, McCracken County 21, Butler 5. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes, as easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.edu.
Second quarter starts. Semifinal action of the Mingy Beef Turkey Girls Sweet 16, 21-5. McCracken leads Butler. Knight down low to White. Off her hands, out of bounds at the goalpost. And it's another turnover for Butler. That's number 8.
That was the right idea. High-low, just too much mustard on that pass. Just got to get a little more touch on that pass to White.
Some backcourt pressure by Butler. Ava Hughes chased by 2 Barretts. Midcourt left sideline to Buchanan, but they took too much time in getting the ball out of the backcourt, and McCracken turns it over for the 6th time.
When Butler's able to press, they've caused a few problems for McCracken.
Patrick inbounds, backside to Russell. Left hash Gobert, who works it to her right between the circles. She'll leave it there for Patrick. Back to Gobert, high left. Looking down low, White's not open. She's double-teamed. To the left wing, it goes to Knight. To White, lays it up and in. And that off the glass, so that was a right-way auto-glass off-the-glass shot. White's first point.
Has great patience by Butler to work the ball around and find her down low.
Buchanan, head of the arc, spinning, looking for help from McCracken, near side. Pitches it to Skaggs, to Johnson, driving baseline left. Reagan Hill from 12. Jumper wouldn't go. Buchanan, offensive rebound, put back, yes.
Wow, those long arms. She just reached out, grabbed that. Strong put back.
Again, pressure by McCracken. Now at midcourt, Skaggs fouling Russell.
Yeah, she just reached in. You want to move your feet.
Skaggs with foul number 1. Number 1 on McCracken in the second quarter as Amari Robinson returns for Butler. And she'll be the inbounder at the left sideline front court for the Barretts. Drops it into Gobert on the bounce. Gobert up top. Looks at that 2-3 matchup zone by McCracken. Down low to White. Triple team baseline right. Shot put up and in by Robinson. And I think we've got a foul. Yep, on Claire Johnson, her 2nd. So they didn't, I guess they didn't get the basket. So it will be 2 shots, though, line left. Amari Robinson.
Right idea. They hit White in the low block. everybody swarming from McCracken County to White left the weak side wide open.
47% free throw shooter, but she nails the first one. We'll have a second one. Looks up, fires, it'll rim and go.
Great backspin. Helped that ball fall through the net.
23-9. McCracken, fast break, Skaggs down the floor, shot rejected from behind. Great block out there by Mariah Knight, who came from behind. Skaggs never saw her.
And she's done a great job defensively. They need to get her going on the offensive end. Cole, sixth region player of the year.
Skaggs, baseline right, almost under the glass to inbound from McCracken. Goes down low, Johnson, baseline left. She'll retreat, come forward, back up, and spin to her right. Out it goes high left to Buchanan. Buchanan plays it down. Back to the goal at the right elbow. High right to Hughes. Hughes tries to dribble between three Butler players. High right back to Buchanan. Free throw line
beautiful
jumper, and she cans it.
She rose up over White and knocked down that 12-footer.
7 points for her. 25-9. Now White has to save the ball in on that long feed down the floor. Right angle drive by Knight out to Gobert. She has it after it was tipped. Puts up the jumper, missed it, baseline left, put back try by Robinson, missed. Ball loose after a miss, and now it's McCracken with it. Johnson racing the other way, coast to coast. Left corner, Hughes, big collision down at the other end as Johnson and Gobert have a collision. And it will be a foul on Claire Johnson. If I miss my guess, that's number three on her, and she'll have to come out.
What a great job by Gobert. Johnson turned up the gas, and Gobert stepped in, did a great job getting set, drawing the charge.
I think Johnson out for the rest of the half as Boland replaces her. Patrick across to Gobert, to Patrick across the line, inside the left hash, to Robinson, back out to Patrick. Patrick plays it off to Knight, left block White. She'll turn, left-hand layup off the glass and in. That was another right-way auto glass off the glass shot. She's got 4 points.
You can't stop that once she gets established under there.
25-11, McCracken. Gobert, far side, cross court, Skaggs. Up top, the Buchanan driving right of the paint. Kick out the Skaggs at the near wing. Back toward the corner and Buchanan. 5:22 left to go in the half. Buchanan circles back out front to her left. High left, back out for Hughes. Hughes holding and looking. Plays it down toward the left hash, comes right off the hill screen. High right to Buchanan down the near side to Skaggs. She'll come left with it. Wide left hill, near side, Buchanan, she'll shoot the three and drain it.
Well, she's picking up where Johnson left off. Great job knocking down the three.
Buchanan with 10, 28-11, McCracken County. Gobert across the line to the right hash to Patrick. Down low, White to the goal with a layup, it's in.
That was a great strong drop step to the middle.
28-13, McCracken lead at 15, Lady Mustangs with the ball. Here's Boland on the drive into three. Lady Barrett's fires it to the right side. Skaggs up with a three and a miss. Butler the rebound. Patrick controls now for the Barrett's. Across the line on Boland. They bump, no call. Right side Knight sets her feet, shoots the three, rims it off, no. Baseline left, the rebound, Skaggs from McCracken.
That's a good look for Knight.
Boland to Buchanan. Across the line, Chico. 4:15 to go until halftime. Buchanan working at the left wing, comes right toward the top of the key, sets her feet, another three. Off the heel of the rim, no. White pulls down the board for Butler. Gobert now with it down the left sideline to Patrick. Patrick at the near side, not to Gobert. Back to Patrick. Open, she'll fire up the right-handed three and can it.
That's one of her sweet spots. She likes that wing. Great job by Patrick knocking down the three.
She's got 6 points. Butler within 12. 3:52 left to go in the half. We've got a timeout taken by McCracken head coach Scott Sibbles. Each team now with 4 timeouts left. This Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame moment brought to you by Roberts Insurance salutes Brandon Stockton of Glasgow, a 2-time All-Stater and a 2002 Kentucky Mr. Basketball. Stockton averaged 26 points per game as a senior before moving on to play point guard for the Kentucky Wildcats. Roberts Insurance salutes Glasgow's Brandon Stockton, a 2024 inductee into the Dawhair's KHSAA Hall of Fame. Let's go down to Carl.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Scott Sibbles said 3 years ago we were here in the state tournament. We didn't play with confidence. They had their first round exit against Southwestern. But now, the more you're here, it's more relaxing, especially with players like Claire and Mickey. Back to you.
McCracken controls. Hughes lost it.
tipped away by Gobert. It rolls into the backcourt of McCracken, where Hughes picks it back up. She'll drive the right arc toward the corner. Spin to her left, hand it there, coming over. Buchanan to help. She'll drive to the right block to the goal. Fields forces up a shot off the glass, off the rim. No, but she will earn two free throws after being fouled by Anaya Russell, her second.
Well, the
third, excuse me.
The experience of McCracken County being here the last 3 years is huge. And state runner-up last year.
I was right. Russell's second, team third. Buchanan, two free throws, first one misses. She's had 10 points, though, from the field as White, after a brief respite on the bench, comes back in for Butler. Nikki Buchanan averages 15 points a game, 84% free throw shooter. Her second free throw about to come. She launches and connects.
Beautiful looking free throw. Perfect form. Puts that hand in the cookie jar.
2-2-1, three-quarter court press by McCracken. They break it, though, talking about Butler. Ball inside the White, pass tip. She turns to the goal but misses the layup. Rebound batted out of bounds. It will be McCracken basketball. Knight got a piece of it, trying to get the rebound.
McCracken did a nice job, forced White to rush her shot a little bit.
29-16, McCracken with 3:14 to go in the half. Buchanan gets the play from head coach Scott Sibbles, left of the logo, standing dribble there. Working on Robinson now, down the right wing, hands it to Hughes there. She'll come to her left, to the far side, to Bolin, moves in, free throw line, Hill, right side, Skaggs, back out front to Buchanan. She'll play it down, drive left of the lane, pull up, jump and shoot from seven, miss it, got her own rebound, put back five, off the glass and in, another right way, auto glass off the glass shot, and they'll count the bucket and give her a free throw. She's fouled by Amari Robinson, her first. And for Butler, officially team two. We have a timeout on the floor. 2:52 left to go in the half. Your score is McCracken County 31, Butler 16. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach. And as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
UK Healthcare Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine is the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and Sweet 16 tournaments. 31-16 in this semifinal action of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tourney. McCracken County on top of Butler, 31-16. 2:52 remains in the half. Team foul situation, 3 for McCracken, 2 for Butler. Nikki Buchanan, who just scored a field goal, will get a free throw after being fouled in the act.
How about her battle on the board? She shot, got her own rebound, finished strong in traffic.
Now she finishes strong with the free throw. She drills that. Gobert will inbound against zone pressure by McCracken. Got the ball back from Patrick. He now has it again. Back to Gobert across the line, down the left wing to Robinson, and out to Gobert toward the left hash. Left elbow, Knight faces up, shoots, and scores.
Beautiful. It's her a sweet spot for her. Great way to break that zone pressure, too. Get that ball to the middle.
32-18, Butler within 14. Nikki Buchanan down the right sideline. Offensive end, Butler. Left block, Reagan Hill off the glass and in.
Great ball reversal. Quick. Good finish.
Hill's first bucket. 34-18, McCracken. Gobert across the line toward the right hash, and Patrick to Gobert, wide left. She'll catch, shoot, three, high off the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Several players there. Ball out of bounds. They'll give it to Butler after it was last touched, I believe, by Skaggs of McCracken County.
Good job by Butler crashing the boards that time.
Patrick inbounds, left corner wide along the side to Gobert. Gobert on the angle drive. Gives it to Robinson from 16. The jumper wouldn't go. White offensive rebound. Kick to the near corner. Knight for three. She got it.
And she heats up. That'll bode well for Butler. Great inside out that time.
5 points for Knight. It's 34-21. Butler trails. Now playing defense. Buchanan left side. Back to the hash. She controls it. Plays it down on Robinson. She'll work left. Hill at the right elbow. Catch, shoot, miss. Rebound Robinson to Gobert. Down the floor to Patrick. To the cutting light to the goal with a left-hand layup and a miss. Whistle foul. She'll get a couple of free throws. That foul will go on Buchanan, her second.
That's great hustle by Ramiah White to get down the floor. Receive that pass from Patrick. Get fouled to go to the free throw line.
Fourth team foul on McCracken County. And White line left for two. First one up and in. Line drive shot right there. She's now got 7 points. At the line this season, 63%.
UK commit at this point.
She draws her team within 12, can make it 11. The next free throw gets that job done. 34-23.
Little three-quarter court, 1-2-2 pressure here from Butler.
Buchanan looks at it, throws it across the line to Boland, but it's stolen by Knight. To Patrick, to Robinson, baseline left. She'll lay it up and in.
Good job. That was great. Textbook press.
And it's 34-25. The lead now down the single digits from McCracken County. They break the pressure. Boland has it. Left angle drive to the hole. The runner in the lane. She's knocked down and she missed the shot. And she'll be at the line for two free throws.
How about that tumbling move at the end? I just tumbled right back to top on our feet.
Pretty good.
Good take, too. I mean, she challenged the much taller Ramiah White and drew the foul.
Bruce Lee would be proud. First foul on White. And for Butler, number three, Boland, line right, shoots two. First one good.
Great backspin.
Laser Boland with her first point. Swinford back in. Buchanan out for McCracken County. Under a minute to play in the first half, 35-25. McCracken County leads. Boland with a second free throw. Squats down, shoots it up. High arching shot. Back of the rim, a miss. A rebound, White. For Butler, Barrett's control. Midcourt now, Knight from Gobert. Now she'll spin around the long three, and
wow.
She drills it. Wanted the pass in the worst way, but said, the heck with that. Well, I'll just put it in. 8 points for Knight. 35-28. 7-point lead, McCracken. Boland backside, double teamed up the right sideline. Crosses the midcourt stripe, and too much body, I think, by Gobert on the defense.
Yeah, that's a good call. She was bodying her the whole way.
Gobert with her second personal. Team four on Butler comes with 29.8 seconds to go in the second quarter. Skaggs, right hash inbound offensive end, just inside the line at the logo to Hughes. Hughes plays it down on Patrick, driving wing left. Got to the block, lost the handle, ball loose. She and Knight wrestle for it in the paint. Jump ball call, possession light to McCracken with 20.2 seconds to go. Now Mickey Buchanan off the bench. For McCracken County comes in for Boland. Butler will be sending in Michaela Alexander, a 5'8.5 junior, for the first time in this game. Skaggs will inbound, right baseline. Again, 20 seconds and 2/10 to go in the half.
McCracken County is always great at these inbound plays. Let's see if they get an easy bucket here.
Right corner Hughes, look for the shot. Bounce right block extended. To Buchanan, who bobbled it, but got it back. She'll turn to her right, put up the one-hander off the glass, off the rim. No rebound, tapped to the left corner. Hughes recovers for McCracken out. It goes from Skaggs to Hughes, rather, and Buchanan now controls. Crossover dribble. She'll jump into a three, fire up an air ball. Alexander, the rebound, the half ends.
What a good half of basketball.
It sure was. Exciting. First half ends in this Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament Contest. McCracken 35,
Butler 28. Let's go to Carl. Here with head coach Scott Sibbles, McCracken County had a 12-0 lead. Butler came alive. What do you got to do in the second half?
Got to take care of the basketball. Got to keep playing our game. They're a good basketball club. They won't be going away anytime soon. So it's just part of it. Hey, it's a semifinal. So rebound the basketball, you know, quality defense, indoor offense.
Good luck.
Thanks, sir.
Coach Scott Sibbles, McCracken County Lady Mustangs lead at 35-28. We're at halftime. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
Welcome back in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. I'm Carl Nathie. We're halftime of the first semifinal of the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16. And the halftime score, McCracken County, 35, Butler, 28. Halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel to the KHSAA. And our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the first half is Mickey Buchanan from McCracken County. For the Lady Mustangs, she has 6 rebounds to lead all team members on either squad in that statistic. Did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. And that message from the Kentucky Beef Council. We're joined by a special guest from UK Healthcare, Dr. Avnash Bhakta. He's a colorectal surgeon and colon cancer researcher at the University of Kentucky's Markey Cancer Center. First of all, sir, thank you for joining us and welcome.
Thank you, Carl.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month and often noted with a blue ribbon. Tell us about the symptoms of colorectal cancer and how we can go about doing a better job of beating it.
Before we go to that, Carl, what a first half. McCracken
yeah.
County,
yes.
They're on fire. Claire yeah. Johnson, she's going to be an MVP this year. You know that, right?
Are you from McCracken?
No.
Okay.
Just love basketball.
Very good, very good.
Symptoms of colorectal cancer. So usually it's asymptomatic, meaning you don't always have symptoms. But you sometimes can have bleeding, weight loss, changes in your bowel habits. Those are the main symptoms that we look for when we're looking for colorectal cancer.
What's the best way to prevent colorectal cancer?
Screening. So screening is the best thing. Beyond that, healthy diet, healthy exercise, and avoiding smoking is the big thing as well.
what age? I believe we've moved it up. We used to say if you're on the north side of 50, now it's 45.
45. Pretty soon, ages are going to get even younger because we're seeing a huge increase in early onset colorectal cancer. So that's going to start changing here pretty soon, too.
If colorectal cancer is detected during a colonoscopy, is it possible to sometimes remove it during the procedure?
Oh, absolutely. That's why we stress the early screening. With the colonoscopy, you know what? If we've had to detect polyps, adenomas, or early colon cancers, we can remove them safely with the colonoscopy.
Colorectal cancer, is it something that's genetic or family related or just random?
Yeah, great question, Carl. So in our Commonwealth, we're seeing that there's an increased risk of genetic predisposition for colorectal cancer. But it's a double hit. You have the genetic, but you also have the environmental exposures, which is what we're trying to look at with our research.
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up next. The Markey Cancer Center is not sitting still waiting for more colorectal cancer to happen. What are you doing to combat this?
So we're working with all of our partners in Kentucky. You know, we're Team Kentucky. Everybody knows that. Louisville, Lexington, we're all one. And so we're working with our Eastern Kentucky partners. What we're trying to do is conduct research into looking at what are the genetic predispositions, what are the environmental factors that we're exposed to in our Commonwealth that put us at higher risk for developing colorectal cancer, and then what we can do to treat that safely and combat the mortality associated with colorectal cancer.
That's the voice of Dr. Avinash Bhakta, colorectal surgeon and colon cancer researcher at the UK Markey Cancer Center. He's our special guest. We'll continue with him in just a moment. Our halftime score, McCracken County 35, Butler 28. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Back here from Reno, we continue our conversation with Dr. Avinash Bhakta, colorectal surgeon and colon cancer researcher at the UK Markey Cancer Center. He's got his daughter, Muskan, who's just 6 years old, perhaps a future participant in the Girls' Sweet 16. The family loves basketball, and Muskan right now hanging out with Madison Fife, who's helped us so much from UK Healthcare. Dr. Bhakta, how will the NCI, National Cancer Institute, Comprehensive Cancer Center designation advance the Markey Cancer Center's work to address health inequities and reach underserved communities in Kentucky, particularly when we talk about colorectal cancer?
Yeah, that NCI designation allows us to partner with more facilities around our Commonwealth. Just lets all of our patients, all of our individuals in Kentucky have access to that highest level cancer designation, the best cancer treatment in Kentucky. And so the thing I want to tell all the listeners is that no matter what place you choose in the Commonwealth, we're all Team Kentucky. We're all battling this colorectal cancer. We're going to win in the end.
Why did you choose a career as a cancer researcher and physician?
Cancer is something that hasn't gone away, and I chose it because the patients, especially in our Commonwealth, are what make my job worthwhile. They're always grateful for whatever help we can give them. They're always showing up, no matter if they can afford the 10 bucks, 20 bucks to get to where they need to see me. They know that they're going to get the best care, and I'm going to treat them like family, because they're essentially, all of our Kentucky people are my family.
Very good. Our thanks to Dr. Avnash Bhakta.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Who you got winning next game?
Sacred
Heart?
I got to stay neutral. I got to stay neutral. I'd say they'd be favored. That's all I'll go. Bhakta, colorectal surgeon and colon cancer researcher, UK Market Cancer Center, has been our guest. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. 35-28, McCracken County over Butler at halftime. Girls Sweet 16 semifinals will continue on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's Stuff Recycling.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A. Advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B. Belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C. Community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
This is the March to a Championship on WWKY.
Carl Nathy back here at Rupp Arena, and this is live radio, mind you. The 6th region champion Butler Barretts are in the huddle right now with their head coach, Candace Wheeler. As soon as they break out, we're going to get a quick question from Candace on what they did better in that second quarter and what they need to do in the second half. The halftime score, 35-28. McCracken County leads Butler. And as soon as I can, I'm going to get a quick word with the coach. And I tell you what, she called them all together. They were taking their warm-up shots for the second half and called them over. They just had their huddle, and here she is. Candace, thanks for taking time. Quick question. You came back from a 12-0 deficit. You're only down by 7 at halftime. What do you got to do these next two quarters?
We just got to fight. We got to rebound. They have too many second-chance points. They got 13 second-chance points. If we take care of that, I think we'll be in a good position.
Good luck.
Thank you.
There she is, former U of L player, Candace Wheeler, head coach of the Butler Barretts. And let's go back for the second half. It's Chuck Meraz, and I think next to you is Mina Todd. Thank you, Mina.
Very good, Carl. Very good. Well, before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. I need to call those before my next broadcast probably, too. 35-28, McCracken County starts the second half on top of Butler in this Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament Contest. Butler will open with the basketball. It will be Malia Patrick on the far side, midcourt, to put the ball in play.
Looks like McCracken starting on a 2-3 zone.
Gobert, left wing to Patrick. A bounce it back out to Gobert on the hop around the right to Knight. Knight wants to go low to White, who's not open. Cross court, left side. Gobert catches, looks for the shot, driving the baseline into a double team. Now threw it away, and it's stolen by Claire Johnson, who's returned from McCracken. Right side to Hughes. Johnson to the right hand. She had 18 points into the second quarter before she had to sit because of foul trouble. She's got three. Johnson on the move on Gobert. Wheels back out. High left to Hill. Hill looking against the man-to-man. Tried to get it to the cutting Hughes. Batted right back into her face by White. Tracked down by Buchanan, who works it toward the right hash. Leaves it there for Skaggs. Turning left, wide left, Hill. Hill holding, looking with White all over her. Skips it left side to Johnson, coming back, trying to turn to her right. Now she'll jump into a three, back of the rim, no. Fight for the rebound, taken away by Knight for Butler to Gobert. They're 5-on-4 right now as Buchanan had fallen down. Knight to the right side, right of the lane, White to the hole with a score.
Look, that she did a great job drop-stepping. That power dribble, explosive to the basket. Good job by Ramiya White.
And now she's got 10 points and nearly a McCracken giveaway as Hughes had to take it away. Now Buchanan lost it, and Gobert has it coming the other way with her team down by five. Left of the lane, the drive. She puts it up, blocked by Hughes, though. Hughes ahead to Hill, who gives it to Johnson at midcourt down the right sideline. She'll drive the paint. Here she comes to the goal with the Euro step and score.
Yeah, that was beautiful. She looked like she was going to go left. Euro back to the right, finished strong.
She's got 20 points, and it's 37-30, McCracken County. Gobert across the line, left hash to Patrick, cross court right side, Robinson toward the baseline. She'll drive by Buchanan in the lane, throw it right to Claire Johnson, who tries the right sideline, trying to move it up on Patrick, cuts left to the lane, near side, wide open Hughes, the triple, got it.
Eighth grader, folks. Ava Hughes just knocked down a big three.
And that was her first basket of the ball game. 40-30, McCracken back up by 10 after Butler had whittled that big lead before down to 5. Robinson toward the right hash, Johnson guards toward the right corner, Knight, right block, White, triple team, yet scores the layup anyway. She's unstoppable once she gets it inside.
Once she gets established in there, shows those numbers, her teammates get her the ball, and she's strong, strong, hard to stop.
Reagan Hill's first foul is the first foul on either team in the second half. Ramiya White with 12 points is line right for the Butler Bearettes. She's 2 of 2 at the line, trying to go for the three-point play, but missed the free throw. Rebound Hughes to Johnson. Johnson races offensive end to the paint. Takes it to the goal with a running one-hander. Heel of the iron, no. White pulls down the board for Butler. Bounce ahead to Gobert. Gobert weaving to the offensive end to the left of the logo. Stops high left. Pitches it toward the free throw line. Robinson. It comes around to the right. Knight for three. Front of the rim, no. Flow rebound. Free throw line. Hughes. Right sideline to Johnson, who got it from Skaggs. Johnson left to the lane, into White, puts up the short shot, too high off the glass and a miss, and a rebound Robinson for Butler.
Wanted a foul there.
Gobert slows it down in the offensive end between the circles, left pass coming back for Patrick. Down the baseline, Knight shovels up a shot that will roll and go in traffic, and she's fouled. She'll get a free throw to go to the line with that basket as well.
Mariah White, great job. She gave a little shot fake, got the defender off balance, drove hard, drew the foul. Chance for the and one.
Hill's second foul, second of the quarter on McCracken. Knight, who got off to a slow start, suddenly has 10 points and a free throw coming. On the way, rimming it will go.
Butler still in their little three-quarter court press.
Buchanan, midcourt, left side. Hughes, right corner, Skaggs. 5-point game, McCracken. Right angle drive by Buchanan. Knocked down as she goes to the hole. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. That foul will go on Amari Robinson, her second foul. First of the half on Butler.
McCracken County did a great job that time attacking the press. They reversed the ball, hit middle, threw out opposite, and got Buchanan the opportunity to drive to the basket.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You're listening to the Kentucky High School State Tournament on 102.9 FM and 990 AM, WWKY Winchester.
Buchanan made the first free throw, now knocks down the second. She's had a good ball game, 16 points. Her team up 42-35. Three-quarter court zone pressure. Gobert in the backside. Gets it to Russell, right hash to Patrick. Right corner, Knight looking over Buchanan. A bounce to her left, back to the hash. And Patrick, out it goes to Russell. Right corner, Knight. We have a collision inside, and they're going to call a travel against Russell.
That was
as
tough.
She turned out the pass.
Knight actually knocked down that three, so that was a huge call. Little 1-2-2 here, Butler.
Hughes ahead to Buchanan. They break the pressure. Right corner wide open, Skaggs. Catch and shoot three. Spins off the iron, no good. Left block rebound, Knight for Butler to Gobert. Gobert down the middle, gets to the offensive end for the Bearettes and sets up the offense against the 2-3. High right. She goes right block, Knight, double teamed, a bounce to her left, far side, Russell, open for three-point land, she connects.
Great inside out, nice job by number 14, Russell.
And Butler's back within four. Buchanan to Johnson, high left for McCracken, front side. Tries to split two defenders, lost the dribble, ball rolls out of bounds, trying to save it in with a diving attempt. Was teammate Reagan Hill. And she couldn't quite do it. Now White will return for Butler.
Coach Sibbles wants a timeout.
And that will leave McCracken, I believe, with three. We'll see for sure. As he does take the timeout with 3:32 left to go in the third quarter. His team's lead is now down to four at 42-35 against a very determined Butler ball club. And it is three timeouts left for McCracken. Well, milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients, calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, zinc, selenium, iodine, and potassium. Don't ever leave out potassium. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Butler with the ball, down by four, and who'd have thunk it? They were trailing early, 10-0. Inbound, Patrick to Gobert, chased by Johnson out of the McCracken press. Down the right sideline, Knight, she's open at the wing. She'll shoot the three, miss it. Right block rebound, Buchanan for McCracken. She had a good look, just didn't connect.
She's been knocking those down in this game.
Right sideline, Hughes comes back forward to the hash. She'll circle back to her left to the logo. Coming out near side for the bounce pass is Johnson. Up top, Buchanan. Driving on Robinson into White. Double team, but she still scores off the glass.
Great job by Mickey Buchanan. She scored over two defenders. 2-2-1. Pressure.
And now here's a steal at midcourt. McCracken. Johnson by herself. Baseline left for the layup. Wide open, she scores it. She's got 22. And it's 46-38. The lead back up to eight for McCracken. Gobert to the timeline. Runs around three players. Got down low to White, who lays it home.
Well, that was tough. She, like you said, dribbled between three players. Dangerous, but it worked out.
15 points for White. 46-40. McCracken. Hughes at the midcourt line. Almost went over and back to Johnson. High left. Free throw line. Buchanan turns, faces up, fires. It'll roll out no good. In the paint, the rebound. White for Butler. To Gobert. Gobert at the right sideline to the offensive end. High right, cut off by Johnson. She'll drive for the right block to the goal. Feed up the shot. High off the glass, no. And White took it down, rebounded it, but she was fouled before she could put the shot back up. And I think this may be Reagan Hill again. And that would be the third on Hill. And team third for McCracken. We have a timeout. 2:06 to go in the third quarter in this Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 semifinal matchup. McCracken County 46, Butler 40. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is
chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. This time, we're giving the honor to all the hardworking KHSAA licensed sports officials across the Commonwealth who make it possible for student athletes throughout the state to have the opportunity to compete in high school sports. School officials, and they are our BSN Sports Heart of the Game. And that is BSN Sports. Back to you, Chuck.
Butler in the offensive end. Gobert down low. Baseline left to White. Hustling back to make a defensive play and knock the ball out of bounds.
Looks like Claire Johnson.
I think it was Claire Johnson. Yeah, what a great defensive play there because White had the goal to herself. Butler baseline right inbound. High right. Gobert on the leap and catch down toward the corner. Knight. Bounce at the block. White turns left, kicks it out high left. Three ball put up and in by Patrick.
Great inside out. White found Patrick.
Patrick with nine. And it's 46-43. The McCracken lead at three. Here's Johnson at the other end. Up top for a triple, and she swishes it home.
And she's, when she gets a little daylight, she's dangerous.
And now a steal by Johnson. She'll drive the lane by Russell. Some contact as she missed the layup. Russell went down trying to draw the charge, and it's a foul on Russell, and they will give Claire Johnson two free throws. That's the fourth foul on Anaya Russell, and number two on Butler. 1:27 to go in the third. McCracken by six.
Claire Johnson did a great job in their press where she anticipated that pass, read the eyes of the offensive player, stole the ball, made a great move for this opportunity here at the free throw line.
Reed has just come in from McCracken County for the first time as the first free throw by Johnson went, and she also drills home the second one. Boy, she's had a wonderful ball game. 27 points, 51-43 McCracken. Again, that 2-2-1 zone pressure. Butler breaks it. Knight, right angle drive to the hole. Gets between two defenders. Missed the layup. Put back baseline left. White is good.
Good take by Knight. Good cleanup by White.
Who's got 17, 51-45. McCracken offensive end with 107 to go in the third. Johnson dancing between the circles on Rock. Comes to her left on Gobert. Down the wing. Gives it to Boland, who just came in. She'll swing it back out front on the dribble. Right side, leave it for Hughes. Hughes angles into the paint. Has it knocked away and a steal by Butler. Gobert, it's a two-on-three. Gobert, coast-to-coast, the drive, the layup, and a miss. Offensive rebound, Knight. Put back, no, off the bottom of the iron. She goes down as she's flattened, and she'll get to the line for two free throws, but she's holding her right ankle. That foul is on Mickey Buchanan, her third.
She's getting up. She's like, nothing's going to keep me out of this game. Oh, I don't know, maybe. She's pretty ginger.
Fourth team foul on McCracken County, and she needs some attention out there as trying to find her equilibrium with that right ankle. Got it twisted up as she was knocked down. And that would be a huge loss if she has to go out and can't return, because she is a very fine player. Mariah Knight averaging 15.5 points and over 7 rebounds a game, and in this contest, 10 points for the Bearettes.
And she's really stepped up her game in this during this game.
And she'll need assistance to get to the Butler bench as head coach Candace Wheeler and another member of that Butler staff coming over to get under each arm to help her to the bench very, very slowly. And again, we hope that young lady is going to be okay.
You know, sometimes, now I'm pretty sure this is the ankle that she rolled in the earlier game, but I was going to say, sometimes you roll your ankle and initially it like is so painful and it hurts so much, but after a little bit of time it eases up and you're able to go, but we'll see. That didn't look great there.
Michaela Alexander will be coming in for Knight, and it will be White who's going to shoot the free throws. Now they'll switch up and Alexander will do the honors. Alexander, 66% free throw shooter, played earlier, has not scored.
Nothing like coming off the bench cold.
First free throw
and knocking down your free throw.
Yeah. Just like she'd been out there all game long.
That's great. Good job.
51-46. Butler draws within five. Alexander can make it another point less, and she does so as she dumps in the next free throw, and it's 51-47. 41 seconds to go in the quarter. Boland has it at midcourt. Gets around three. Barrett's tied up. Now the ball taken out of her hands by Robinson to Patrick. To Gobert, left wing offensive end. Back to Alexander. Moves into the right elbow. Knocked away by Boland. And she's tied up near the right hash. And the possession light to McCracken County. Boland a bit upset. The teammates pull her over to the side to talk to her.
I'm not sure.
The possession light said McCracken, and it looked like they were going to give the ball momentarily to Butler, but they switched that up, and Boland will come out in favor of Skaggs for Scott Sybil's ball club. Buchanan, 24 and a half seconds to go in the third, will inbound, drops it into Claire Johnson. Calling the play from the backcourt, being checked there by Robinson. Comes to the right sideline, across the line, between the circles, Buchanan. Buchanan looks, can't find Hughes, and now back to the logo, Johnson. Hughes comes around behind her to take it. Left to right, Skaggs behind her to take it. Right sideline, Buchanan, back to the weaving Hughes. Right corner, Hughes to Johnson, puts up a shot, but time expires in the quarter.
That's frustrating when you don't get that shot off in time.
Boy, I'll tell you what, we'll go to the fourth, and we've got ourselves a ball game in the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 semis. It's McCracken County 51, Butler 47. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Traditional Bank is participating in the Welcome Home Program, providing eligible homebuyers with grants up to $25,000 to help with down payments and closing costs. The program aims to support honorably discharged veterans, surviving spouses, and active duty military personnel, along with other qualified homebuyers. Funds are limited and will be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Learn more about the Welcome Home Program today at traditionalbank.com/welcome home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit the dairyalliance.com. Final 8 minutes of this game start with McCracken County in front, 51-47 over Butler. Gobert out front, offensive end to our right on Hughes. Right wing, Patrick, free throw line. Robinson knocked away, a steal for McCracken. Hughes, right sideline, midcourt, Johnson. Johnson at the wing, crosses it toward the left block. Reagan Hill, a shot and a miss off the glass, off the rim. Got her own rebound out to Skaggs. Right wing, Hughes. Waits for help, left to right. Ward coming back between the circles. Johnson, who dances back and comes forward at the right sideline inside the hash. Comes left off the screen by Hill. Running pass, left of the lane, trying to get it to Skaggs. Ball tipped away out of bounds. McCracken retains the possession. And guess what? Here comes Mariah Knight back in for Butler. As checking out will be Robinson. Boy, that ankle injury for Knight earlier looked pretty severe.
Now, that's great news for Butler. Patrick did a great job for Butler deflecting that ball out of bounds.
Inbound McCracken to the backcourt. It skips to Johnson. Johnson works, drives the paint. The runner from inside the lane, off the glass and in from five out.
No help side. Got to slide over and help.
And now McCracken pressuring up 53-47. They've done that all game long. 29 points for Claire Robinson. Here's Knight from the left corner for three. Spins out of the cylinder, no good. Johnson the rebound. She'll race to the opposite end at the left sideline. Cut right. Work out top right side to Skaggs and out to Johnson. Johnson backs up, starts forward off the Hill screen, takes it left to the lane to the block for the baseline. 10-footer, got it.
She's had a fabulous game. Other than getting in early foul trouble, she's putting her team on her back.
31 points for Claire Johnson. 55-47 McCracken. 6.5 to go. Here's a pass down low. White open for the easy two off the glass, and she scores.
Beautiful look. Cross court.
Ramiah White with 18 points. 55-49. McCracken County, offensive end, they break the pressure. Buchanan up top, left to right. Johnson back for it. Johnson at the logo. Coming to her left, straight away. Left to right behind her. Buchanan takes the ball, knocked out of her hands, got it at the right hash. Turns back to her left, comes out front. Near side, wide open. Johnson, catch, shoot, three, put it on the board.
When you're feeling it, you're feeling it. And that was nothing but the bottom of the net. Great job by Johnson.
34 points for Johnson. And we've got a timeout on the floor.
A steal by A.B. Hughes.
After the inbound, Hughes steals it, and it's 5:56 to go. And it's 60-49, McCracken County. Let's go to Carl.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, and refuel. Well, late in that third quarter, a couple of bad blows for the Butler Barretts. First of all, Anaya Russell picked up her fourth foul with a minute 27 to go in the third quarter. And then, 42 seconds after that, Butler's Mariah Knight had the ankle injury, and they loosened off the shoe. They massaged it. They worked the ankle. As Chuck noted, she's back in the ball game. But it was a four-point deficit at the end of the third quarter. Now, it's McCracken County with a big rally, and they're up 60-49, 5:56 to go. That's the Clark's Pump and Shop.
And the Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Well, Butler had gotten within 3 points, and now it's 11 again for McCracken, 60-49 on top of the Barretts at Butler, 5:56 to play. And Claire Johnson has been a one-woman wrecking crew out there
for
McCracken County. 34 points to go along with two rebounds. And I'll tell you what, she has just been unstoppable in this game. The only thing that stopped her in the first half was foul trouble.
Butler's had a lot of unforced turnovers at a crucial time.
Again, 2-2-1 zone pressure by McCracken. Gobert at the right hash, double team, rolls it back to the logo and Russell near side. Knight sets her feet, the three is in.
Yeah, she's got a smooth jumper. When she gets those feet set, you can almost write it down.
14 points for Knight. Russell, trap, backside, long feet ahead, right wing offensive end to Skaggs, back to the hash and Hughes. 60-52. Buchanan up top. She'll try a three ball. Offensive rebound. Hill spins to her right, left of the lane. Buchanan from 10 off the glass and in.
I mean, pick your poison. Buchanan, Johnson, they're all playing great game.
62-52. Now Russell, the runner from the baseline to the right, and she scores.
Yeah, that was a great take. Got bumped a little bit, finished.
Buchanan with 20 points, by the way. She and Johnson combining for 54 in the game. Hughes, right corner Skaggs, back along the side to Hughes. 62-54, McCracken County. 4:52 to play. Johnson curls left, runner down the lane, left of the lane, wide open hill from 12, bags the jumper.
I mean, they've got so many weapons.
And a timeout for Butler as they try to regroup as McCracken's rebuilt the lead into double digits at 64-54 with 4:45 to go. And let's go down to Carl.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Interesting backstory on just how Scott Sivels came to be the girls' head coach at McCracken County. Veteran Lady Mustangs play-by-play man Eric Chumbler, who has worked with us several times on the Sweet 16 Network, reached out to Sivels on Twitter, now known as X. This was 9 years ago, to see if Scott Sivels would ever think about coaching at McCracken. Sivels was then the head coach at Callaway County. He worked with Chumbler through back channels to get an interview with McCracken administrators. 9 years later, Coach Sivels has piloted McCracken County to three straight Sweet 16 tournament appearances, and now they're back in the semifinals again this year after being here last year. Quite the story. Eric Chumbler playing the role in getting Scott Sivels hooked up with McCracken County. That's our Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. Chuck and Mino.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. 4:45 to play in the semifinal matchup with Inge Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. 64-54, McCracken County by 10. And Scott Sivels has done, as Carl said, a great job with the Lady Mustang program.
And he's backed off his pressure, Coach Sivels has. One, I think, to prevent some possible fouls with over-aggressiveness, and two, to just change up the tempo here on Butler.
Patrick has it, trying to get it down low to White. At the block, stolen by Hill, who gives it to Johnson.
Can't have empty possessions now here for Butler.
Johnson across the line toward the right hash, dancing on Patrick, takes it to her left of the paint, near corner, wide open Skaggs, but she won't shoot it. She wants to eat some clock. To the left hash, coming forward, Buchanan. Mickey Buchanan backs it up to the logo. Johnson comes out to help her and accidentally tripped up by Malia Patrick, who will pick up a foul. And for Butler, that should be number two, I think. And is it number one? No, it's only number one. How about that? Number two, though, for Patrick. Inbound, backcourt, McCracken to Johnson. Johnson across the line on Gobert, driving right wing, far side. Hughes, she'll back it up on the dribble, back down the sideline to Johnson. She'll circle left, high left, coming forward, Skaggs. They run that weave out front and out of Buchanan. To Johnson. Johnson, high left, backing it up with 3:54 to go. They're trying to eat up as much clock as possible with the 10-point lead. Johnson on the drive, left block in the corner, near side, Buchanan. She'll curl back out front. Just playing keep away at this point. Johnson with it, left of the logo. Johnson plays it down, and she's bumped by Gobert, who has a foul.
You know, and Butler, they're playing hard and doing their best against this weave action, but McCracken County is so well-versed in their offensive execution, especially with their experience.
Gobert's third personal is the second on Butler. Skaggs at the left wing after the inbound, skips it back out to the emblem. On the catch there, Johnson inside the right hash, leaping and saving in. On the pass, it goes to Hughes. Hughes holding on White, out to Buchanan. Buchanan, cross court, left block. Skaggs wide open, but doesn't shoot. Instead, returns it up the sideline to Johnson. Chased by Gobert, and now Patrick, and out to the logo. It's Hughes who controls. Hughes now hack down the arm, and a foul on Malia Patrick, number three. And for Butler, number three.
Like
3:01 to go.
I'd like to see Butler on one of these weave handoffs try to trap and then get in a passing lane.
3 minutes to play. McCracken by 10. playing keep away on offense. And now Johnson fouled as she caught a pass out near the logo, and that one goes against Knight, just her first, and the fourth on Butler. We have a timeout on the hardwood here at Rupp Arena. Semifinal action of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16. It's McCracken County 64, Butler 54. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical calls. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Round County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
.255 to go. That's all that separates McCracken County from another berth in the championship game of the girls' Sweet 16. They were there last year, falling to Sacred Heart. The three-time defending champions. They lead right now by 10 over Butler, 64-54. Again, just 2 minutes and 55 seconds to go. And McCracken, left hash inbound after the fourth Butler foul. Skaggs, backcourt, Johnson.
Here comes the trap.
They run the trap with Gobert and Knight, but they get the ball back to Skaggs at the left hash. To Buchanan between the circles, and she's fouled. She'll be at the line because that fifth foul will put McCracken in the bonus.
These are always important free throws, just giving them a little more cushion here. Buchanan's had a great game.
Knight's second foul, by the way, and Buchanan line left. 20 points in the contest for Mickey Buchanan. Make it 21 as she fires in the first free throw.
She's got a perfect looking shot. Great follow through. Good backspin.
Yeah. Absolutely. Here comes her second one with the right hand. Looked the same and got the same result. Got 22. 66-54. Butler has to hustle down by 12 with 2:40 left to go. Gobert has to save a pass in at the right sideline. Goes back out to Patrick to the right block. Knocked away from White. Coming up with it, though, Gobert. High right to Patrick. Near side, Knight. Back out to Gobert. She'll launch a three from the side. Left it off the left side of the rim. Johnson a rebound. She tries to circle away from a couple of defenders and a reach-in foul against Robinson. Her third.
About all Butler can do now is send them to the free throw line, especially if they're not knocking any shots down.
So Claire Johnson, who's not missed anything in this ball game, 34 points on 13 of 19 from the field, is now 6 of 7 after hitting that first free throw at the line. 35 points for Johnson. Now check that. She's 4 of 4 at the free throw line, 5 of 6 from three-point land, and now she knocks down another free throw. So she's 5 of 5 at the line. Boy, she has been outstanding. 68-54, McCracken County. Here's a pass in to Robinson, knocked out to Gobert, near side, coming up with a three ball, and missing is Patrick. All right, but went back in.
Yeah,
went
sure back did. In. That's that backspin.
Yeah, nice shot. And now Johnson has to save the inbound, but right to Patrick, down low to Robinson, who's layup blocked by Buchanan. And right back to Patrick, who tried to layup, and she's fouled, and she'll get two free throws.
I love there's no quitting, Butler.
Fourth foul on Nikki Buchanan. Just the team first on McCracken. Patrick line right for two. With 1:59 to go, missed the first one as it skims the rim and hits the glass and ricochets away.
I'm wondering if a little quicker defender in for White might benefit Butler here.
White, the next one, rolls off no good. Buchanan the rebound, and Knight a reach-in foul. White's third. Comes with 1:57 to go. Our team down by 11. A couple of missed free throws with the clock stop. That hurts.
It does. Anytime you can score with the clock stop, it's totally in your advantage.
Buchanan, 22 points in this game. She's 6 of 7 at the line. Also has 9 rebounds to her credit. Free throw up, and it will roll and go down the drain.
Everybody back for McCracken except Ava Hughes.
5'11 senior, second free throw. This one rattles out no good. White the board for Butler to Gobert. Long feed down the floor over the head of Knight, who is double-teamed, and it sails out of bounds.
Didn't need that. Got to get a better look.
69-57 McCracken. Far side backcourt toward the corner. Buchanan now the inbounder for the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County. And the ball tipped away out of bounds. I think getting a piece of it was Robinson. And now Buchanan will inbound from the baseline. And the McCracken backcourt with Robinson in her face. Got it into Johnson. Immediately fouled by Patrick.
They don't have time to wait for it to get into another player's hands. But all these players from McCracken County are good free throw shooters.
Claire Johnson, 36 points. We talked about perfect at the line as well. 5 of 5, 2 shots. First one spins out no good.
Never fails, right?
Yeah, broadcaster's jinx.
I'm going to blame you.
Johnson shoves up the second one. It's good. She now has 37. Her team up by 13 with 1:47 to go. Gobert high right. Angles in. Got to the block. And she gets tangled up. Goes down and she's fouled. That foul will go on Ava Hughes. Second foul on Hughes, number 2 on McCracken. Baseline right, inbounding Patrick. Far corner Gobert, catch and shoot 3, blocked by Johnson. Taken down by Hill, who gives it back to Johnson, who's immediately fouled by Gobert, who has her 4th.
This is just a free throw shooting contest right now for McCracken.
And McCracken as a team at the line in this ball game is 14 of 18. And for math majors, you know it's almost 78%.
You can see it on Butler's face. They're, you know, they're not quitting, but they know that the more they send Johnson and Buchanan to the line, the deeper that hole is getting.
Johnson, the 5'10 senior, knocks down the first free throw and hits the second as well. Gobert, near side. Patrick dancing. Out to Gobert, left side, Knight. Double team, trap, cross court. On the catch, Patrick. She'll fire the long 3. Off the iron, off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound. Taken down by Mickey Buchanan, who will get a couple of free throws. By the way, Claire Johnson, 39 points in this game now after her last efforts at the free throw line.
Yeah, McCracken, from tip-off, have played a fantastic game. And when Butler was making that run, they kept their composure, did the things they needed to do to get themselves in this situation here.
Buchanan, line left, hits the first free throw, now has 24 points. Claire Johnson with those 39 markers, the most points in a Sweet 16 game since 2012 when Boone County's Sidney Moss knocked down 41 versus Dunbar. It's the 5th most ever. And Johnson will come out for a well-deserved breather and the congratulations of her teammates and her coaching staff. She is going to be replaced by Ashley Word, the 5'2 junior. Buchanan probably also about to come out, I would expect pretty soon, as she flies up the next free throw and puts it in. In for Butler is Michaela Alexander, and here comes Buchanan out of the ball game, replaced by Megan Swinford, also in for McCracken. Denai Reed, Boland checks in for Skaggs. Buchanan finished with 25 points. So 64 points between the two McCracken County Stars. Also in for McCracken, Abby Casebeer, with 1:22 left to go. Butler sends in Elizabeth Mason, a 5'4.5 sophomore. 74-54, McCracken, but it was much closer in the third quarter and into the early fourth.
Yeah, it's been a good ball game. Just too much McCracken County. Butler, they forced Butler into a lot of turnovers that cost them.
Mason, near side, goes to the corner to Alexander along the wing. Gobert, she'll drive the angle, put it up from five. It rolls off the side of the rim, no good. Floor rebound comes to Ashley Word of McCracken. She'll do it right to left across the line and threw it away. No one was there at the left hash for that pass. She thought that Boland was looking for it, and Boland instead was looking up the court. So a turnover for McCracken, and that's number 15. Butler, by the way, with 18, with under a minute to play. Right corner, Alexander shoots the three for Butler, and a miss in the paint. The rebound kicks off the laser Boland from McCracken County with 43 seconds to go. Right sideline to Casebeer, not to Swinford, to the left and Word. She'll whirl out front with it. High right to Reed. Back to Boland. She'll leave it out top. Swinford, and they'll just work the ball around, kill as much clock as possible, maybe the rest of it, as Word controls at the right hash with 24 seconds to go. Now it's Swinford, left wing. Boland, she'll dribble it back out, leave it for Reed. Right sideline, Casebeer. A bounce to Swinford. They just run that weave again, killing clock, 12 seconds to go. Word working on Gobert. Goes to Reed, inside the right hash to Boland. Clock running out, and back into the girls' Sweet 16 championship game. It goes McCracken County after a convincing victory here today over a very determined and good Butler squad. Your final score from Rupp Arena, McCracken County over Butler, 74-54. Again, the Lady Mustangs advancing into the championship game of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16.
Hats off to McCracken County. Great game.
As we go down to the floor, and Carl Nathan.
And our electrifying player of the game by Blue Oval SK is Claire Johnson, McCracken County. Sorry about that, Claire. You had 39 points. That ties for the fifth most ever in a girls' Sweet 16. It's the most any player scored since 2012 in this tournament. What was the key?
Honestly, I just did what I had to do. I tried not to force anything. When it was there, I took a shot, and then they just sold it in.
I've remarked that Coach Sivils listens not only to his assistant coaches, but even to input from the players. One of those timeouts in the fourth quarter, you were telling your teammates how to avoid getting caught in the Butler trap. You do that sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I try to help Coach Sivils whenever he's not out on the floor, but I am, so I just try to be that second coach.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
There she is, the Blue Oval SK, the future of power in Kentucky and across the world. And they're our sponsor of the electrifying player of the game. 74 for McCracken County, 57 for Butler. McCracken County advances to tonight's championship game. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. M-A-N-S-E-A metal.com.
Kentucky kindergartners are ranked among the lowest in the nation for measles vaccine coverage, according to the latest CDC report. To prevent measles outbreaks and illnesses, it's critical to ensure that you and your child are vaccinated with the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Vaccination against measles can begin at the age of 12 months. Measles can be dangerous, potentially leading to pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and even death, especially for babies and young children. Immunization. The power to protect. Call the Clark County Health Department to schedule an appointment.
Hello, Clark County Cardinal fans. This is Dustin Howard, Superintendent of the Clark County Public School System. We want you to know Clark County Public Schools is committed to the future of every one of our 5,500 students. With dedicated educators and first-class facilities and programs, we empower every student to be prepared for success in either college or career through AP and dual credit courses and our hands-on vocational training. Clark County Public Schools, where greatness grows every day. Go Cards.
We're your source for high school basketball, WWKY.
And we welcome you back to Rupp Arena in the aftermath of McCracken advancing out of the semifinals of this year's Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, knocking off Butler 74-54. McCracken led 21-5 after the first quarter, but credit Butler, they fought back into this ball game down going into the fourth quarter, only 51-46, but McCracken led by the dynamic duo of Claire Johnson and Mickey Buchanan, who totaled 64 points between them, ran away from the Barretts in that final period of play. Time now to name our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game, and that honor goes to Mickey Buchanan of McCracken with 10 boards. And did you know beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. Fine performance today by Butler, McCracken County and Butler. Butler's had a good year. They really have played well, ending up this season at 28-9 for McCracken County. The record improves to 32-5 as they move into the championship game tonight against the winner of today's other semifinal matchup between Sacred Heart and Cooper. Let's go ahead and step aside here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
And once again,
McCracken County advances out of the semifinals of this year's girls Mingy Beef Jerky girls Sweet 16 into the championship game with a 74-57 triumph over Butler. And again, McCracken will take on the winner of the Sacred Heart Cooper matchup, which will start at 1:30 Eastern here this afternoon at Rupp. Tonight's championship game at 7:30 Eastern. McCracken last year got into the championship game before falling to Sacred Heart, so it's a rematch of last year's title game. Let's go ahead and take a look at all the numbers before we go to the media room and hear from McCracken head coach Scott Sibbles. First of all, for Butler, three players in double figures. Ramiah White led the way with 18 points, 14 coming from Mariah Knight. Malia Patrick off the bench for 12 markers. 6 points for Amari Robinson, 5 points for Anaya Russell, and another two from Michaela Alexander. The Barretts, 21 of 49 from the field for the game, not quite 43%, 7 of 23 outside the arc at the line, 8 of 11, and they were out-rebounded 30 to 24 by McCracken County. And again, we're getting set to go down to the media room and hear from McCracken County head coach Scott Sibbles, who's walking to the podium as I speak right now, and, well, he's not quite there yet, and there he is.
Joe, super excited with the way our kids just competed and played today. In this tournament, It's very important to get off to a really good start, and getting off to that start at the very beginning of the game set the tone for us. I thought Claire Johnson played a Miss Basketball type of game. I know there's a lot of kids in this state that gets a lot of looks, but this kid can play. And we're far West Kentucky, but Claire Johnson is a Miss Basketball candidate. By the way, she carries herself on the floor. She can score at all three levels, but she is a competitor. Mickey Buchanan, the late Batman and Robin. Mickey is a college player. Somebody's going to get an incredible kid, an incredible player.
Mickey Buchanan and Claire Johnson, they did have a fine game. Let's go ahead and look at the McCracken County stats, and we'll tell you how fine those games were for these two young players. Claire Johnson, fifth most points in a Sweet 16 game. She ended up with 39 markers in the contest, 13 of 19 from the field, 5 of 6 outside the arc, 8 of 9 at the free throw line. For her running mate, Mickey Buchanan, 25 points, 7 of 15 from the field, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc, and 9 of 11 at the line. She had a double-double because she also had 10 rebounds, and she also chipped in 4 assists. Quite the afternoon for those two Lady Mustangs players. From there, you move to Ava Hughes with 5 points, 4 points for Reagan Hill, a single point for Laser Bolin. McCracken, 24 of 47 from the field, over 51%. 8 of 17 from three-point land, 18 of 22 from the line. Again, out-rebounding Butler, 30 to 24. McCracken had 9 offensive rebounds, 12 assists, 14 turnovers, 4 blocks, 10 steals. Again, the final score, McCracken County 74, Butler 57. We'll step aside here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Stuff Recycling, veteran-owned and operated, is a high-tech, full-service scrap metal recycling facility right here in Winchester. Stuff
Recycling offers a large variety of services for recyclers in Winchester, Lexington, and beyond. Stuff Recycling processes everything from household scrap to larger demo projects up to full industrial scrap services. Learn more about Stuff Recycling or schedule a call online at StuffRecycling.com. That's StuffRecycling.com.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say, it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
You're listening to Sweet 16 Basketball on WWKY.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Well, let's thank our teammates on the broadcast of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Mina Todd provided analysis and color. Carl Nathy hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer are executive producers and on-site coordinators. Our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This is Chuck Mraz, who brought you the play-by-play. Final score, McCracken County 74, Butler 57. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.